Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. This is the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, the 12th of March, 2013. We are live noon to one on the home of the Buckmaster Show. It's AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice, and we're streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we're posting to buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com, so we make it very easy for you. You can find the program. Usually we post, or my wonderful producer, Rosemary Brandt, posts within about an hour of the conclusion of the show. We also have links on the Green Valley and Sahorita Sun News homepage, gvnews.com, and Blog for Arizona. We're happy to be associated with Blog for Arizona, and who wouldn't be? They were named by the Washington Post this week as the top political blog in Arizona. So congratulations to Blog for Arizona. We get things rolling this Tuesday afternoon. Victoria Mazes, Dr. Mazes, head of the UA-based Center for Integrative Medicine. We're going to be talking about prevention for Alzheimer's disease. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman is here for his Tuesday Moneymaker Report, and he has kind of a neutral smile today. Means the market's kind of flat. It's been doing so well, though, so we'll take a flat day, I guess. The monthly technology report presented by Cox Business will be up at 12:30. Then we'll wrap up the show with our legislative update from Ethan Orr, state representative from Tucson. He's been very successful as a freshman lawmaker with some of the pieces of legislation that he has introduced. Normally, freshman, the first year is kind of a learning curve, but he's done pretty well. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line, our health contributor, Dr. Victoria Mazes. Dr. Mazes is the executive director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine and a professor of medicine, family and community medicine, and public health at the U of A. In addition to facilitating the growth of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, which was started by Dr. Andrew Weil, Dr. Mazes helped develop its curriculum. She's pioneered multiple educational innovations, including integrative family medicine and integrative medicine in residency. So both national models for educating our new primary care physician. She's the co-author of Integrative Women's Health, and her new book, which is doing very well, is titled Be Fruitful: The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. Dr. Mazes, Victoria, how are you?
I'm doing well.
And congratulations. Your book, available on Amazon, is doing well, isn't it? Lots of a lot of buzz about the book, which is great.
Yes, it's very exciting, and I do hope the word gets out to women and men alike that there's much that they can do to have a healthier child.
Let's talk a little bit about what many baby boomers fear so much, and that is the mind-robbing disease known as Alzheimer's disease. What are some of the things that can be done to prevent Alzheimer's?
Well, you're absolutely right. People do fear this because it's incurable. And so we really want to do all that we can in the scheme of prevention, since we cannot cure it. And it turns out that some of the things that increase the risk for Alzheimer's can be either avoided or prevented. For example, not smoking, keeping at a healthy weight so that we don't develop diabetes, keeping our blood pressure controlled, keeping our lipid levels normal. But from the integrative perspective, there's also suggested approaches from diet and exercise and getting a good night's sleep, and then being sure that we keep our brains active and stay socially connected.
Alzheimer's, it seems like so little is being done in the way of really, there is no cure, but there's been so much research, but we don't seem to really be getting beyond first base, do we?
I think that that's true. There have been a couple of medicines that have come out over the years, but at best they essentially delay the progression by a little bit. The news is that earlier this week in the UK, it was announced at a meeting that the researchers had found a simple set of blood tests that could identify markers of Alzheimer's disease, which could potentially point to who was at greater risk and therefore where we really needed to step up prevention. Now, it does raise some ethical questions about would you want to be tested?
Well, yeah. I mean, some people would probably say they don't even want to know.
Right. And I think that that's a very reasonable decision for incurable conditions, that sometimes it's probably better, not to know and then live your life anxiously awaiting for the terrible thing to occur. Because there are potentially some things that we can do to prevent the onset or maybe delay the onset of Alzheimer's, some people probably will choose to know because it may increase their motivation to make the healthier lifestyle changes to reduce inflammation. Inflammation does appear to be one of the things that increases the risk of developing Alzheimer's, to exercise more regularly, because we know if you exercise more regularly, it turns out that it improves both the circulation to the brain, so you're less likely to have teeny little strokes, which can give you a form of dementia, not Alzheimer's, and also just increases certain brain regions when you exercise. So for some people, the test might actually be motivating.
Are there some kind of brain scans that can be done that also would indicate whether or not you have a likelihood of developing Alzheimer's?
Well, the brain scans are really more part of the evaluation for the disease. And so when you show signs of possible Alzheimer's, which includes a progressive decline of cognitive function of thought process, impairment of memory, disturbance in either your ability to speak or follow instructions or to recognize people, to plan well, then it's important to have blood work, because sometimes simple things like having a thyroid abnormality or having a B12 deficiency can be the cause, and these are very treatable. Depression can mimic many of the symptoms of dementia, and that also is very treatable. Some sleep disturbances, such as sleep apnea, but we also usually do brain imaging just to be sure that there's not something else going on that could mimic Alzheimer's disease.
Dr. Victoria Mazes is with us. We're talking about prevention of Alzheimer's. Are there some supplementation that you would recommend?
Well, it's a great question. It turns out, before we get to supplements, we always talk about diet. So the anti-inflammatory diet and the Mediterranean diet have been shown here, too, to help reduce the risk of developing Alzheimer's. A little bit of red wine in that diet also has been shown in studies to reduce the risk. The supplements are not actually proven. They would be hard studies to do. You'd have to go a really long time studying them. But having said that, if there's a vitamin D deficiency, if there's a B vitamin deficiency, we'd certainly recommend that. Omega-3 fatty acids, the fish oil supplement, there are many potential benefits, and there's certainly evidence that people who eat fish have a lower likelihood of developing Alzheimer's. And then, there are some that are intriguing but deserve more study. That would include things like green tea, CoQ10, curcumin, quercetin, even resveratrol. These are interesting compounds that are being researched and are intriguing. You may notice I didn't mention ginkgo. The studies there showed that it was not effective. Similarly, vitamin E studies show not effective.
How about the inherited component? Is there an inherited component with Alzheimer's?
Well, there does seem to be some genetic, but the greatest increase is actually as we get older. So there's a 1-2% risk when we're 65, a 15% risk by the time we get to 75, and up to 50% by the time we're 85. And so aging is really the most essential factor.
But exercise is vital, isn't it?
Absolutely. So exercise is, good for us for so many different reasons, but also has been shown in studies to improve the attention and the speed with which we process information. It improves our memory. It makes us better planners. It makes us better multitaskers. So there's many ways in which exercise does improve. It's important to get enough. A lot of the studies actually have looked at amounts that are thought to be too small. We think 150 minutes a week or more, which is about 30 minutes, five days of the week, and it may be that we actually have to get to a certain intensity level for it to really benefit us.
Dr. Mays, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Victoria Mays, she's the co-author of Integrative Women's Health. Her latest book is titled Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The Rugg Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rugg Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rugg Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rugg Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rugg Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGGS.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, the man himself, Shelley Fishman. And he is the man that we consult with, and he is the person that we recommend if you have any financial needs and you want to talk to a certified financial planner. We recommend Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how is your week going so far?
Week is going very well. Bill, how about yourself?
Doing very well. The stock market, the Dow, looking real good. Not so much today, but
no, we're flat today.
We've been on a run.
It's been a wonderful run.
We're
up just under 10% for the year.
And your prediction was?
About 14.
14, so.
So we're way too fast to get there, which means if I'm right, there will be some corrections along the way. I expect that. It's normal. And so long as they're orderly and relatively shallow, a couple of percentage points, then nothing to panic about.
What's driving this, Shelley? We've talked in the past about all the money that has been parked on the sidelines. Is that money now coming into play?
Well, some of it is, Bill. What's driving this is the fundamentals. We have corporations are just doing well, and American corporations have so many outlets in the rest of the world now in which to invest their money. Now, you might call that unpatriotic. You might say it doesn't really help us here with our U.S. economy. But the fact is, most large, major American companies are well diversified across the world, and there is plenty of places where they can invest whose economies are growing sufficiently quickly so that they can make those investments not only meet their hurdle rates but pay off beautifully. In addition, remember, yes, we are at an all-time high in the Dow, but when you discount that back and then account for inflation, we still have a lot of room to grow.
Oh, really?
Sure. I mean, we're at about where we were at 2000, 2001. And then you know, we had the crash in 2000, 2001, and then a recovery into 2005, 6, beginning of 2007. So if you take a look at not just where we are today and discount it back 10 or 13 years, but if you take a look at the stock market since, say, the beginning of the Great Depression, 1930, the average has been about 12%, 11% annual growth, but that's gross growth, okay? If you take a look at the inflation correction for that growth, it's down to half that. So the real growth is in the 5 to 6% range. Well, you know, you say, well, I can do other things that'll grow 5 and 6% that make the market perhaps not as attractive across the board as some other investments. And that's very true. So let's not blow this thing out of proportion. Yeah, we're up 10% for the year and we're back to levels we haven't seen in at least 5 years. But when you correct for inflation, that growth is much more subdued. In addition to which, we take a look at things that have that inflation kind of built into the number because we're looking at percentages rather than real year-over-year numbers. And there we'll take a look at something like the price to earnings ratios. And those are still not at anywhere near historic averages. Normally we see in the Dow and in the S&P 500 that those P-to-E ratios are in the area of about 14.5. And right now they're still in the area of about 13.5. So we've got some room to grow just to get to historic averages in fundamental performance of corporations vis-a-vis their stock price.
So even though we're over 14,000 on the Dow, you're saying that in the real world numbers, it would have to go up much
16
more.
16 or 17,000, yes.
To really be at what we would call
an historic high. Exactly, yeah. Which is why I'm so optimistic, given the fundamentals, that we're going to see more growth out of this market before we see a significant pullback.
Shelley Fishman is with us. It's the Tuesday Moneymaker Report on the Buckmaster Show. Shelley is with us every Tuesday at about 12:20 in the afternoon. So now, where are we going from here is the big question. So do you see a correction imminent or maybe down the road a little bit?
Well, I see a correction is a technical term. Mm-hmm. Typically, it's 10%. I don't see that right away. I do see the forward momentum slowing down because at this rate, you know, at the end of a quarter, if we're at 10%, you know, that would lead you to believe a 40% increase in the indices. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, but you're saying we could conceivably for the first quarter be in the double digits.
We could wind up in the double digits for the first quarter. We could then see a slowing down into the summer, maybe even a little bit of a pullback, unless there's a precipitous event that, you know, just scares the heck out of investors. I would think that we're not going to see a technical correction this year. But it could happen. The question is how quickly does it happen and how disorderly or orderly does it happen? If it happens over a period of, say, a month and a half, I wouldn't be frightened at all. If we see a 300 or 400% drop, not percent, 300 or 400 point drop in a day or two, then you really have to look at what's causing it.
Of course, all of this against a background of such uncertainty in Washington, which makes this kind of more the amazing.
Yeah, you know, Bill, it
I mean, nothing getting done, it seems like, in D.C., but the market has obviously taken that into consideration,
discounted it. The market, I think, is being very optimistic about the
uncertainty.
Well, about the uncertainty, or let me put a flip on that.
Go ahead.
About, in its view, the certainty that by, let's say, the end of the summer, we will have a 10-year budget in place that fixes some of the fundamental problems. When you take the politics out of this, which is, oh, we have a spending problem, or no, we have a taxation problem, when you put balance back into that and say the truth lies somewhere in between and that we've already made significant progress towards slowing down the growth of the debt, and when you really look at this peeling aside the politics of it, I think the market is saying, look, you need to fix these problems. We need to fix them over a 30-year period. Get that fixed and we'll be fine.
What are your investors that you represent, what are they saying? Do you get as many calls when the market's having a great run like this as you do the other way, or is it pretty much
the
same?
I do. The younger people call me with you know, should we be investing now? Is now the time to put in more money? If you're young and if you can live through what are going to be fits and starts, then yeah, being more risk tolerant in your portfolio makes a lot of sense. Where I have a problem now, to be honest with you, Bill, is in my retired clients and my older clients who want to bring more money in because they see equities moving. And I just, you know, first of all, buying when the market is high, even though it might go higher, is risky. But also, just because other people are making a little bit more than you, you know, let's say you're only doing 8 or 9% and you see a 10 or 12 or 13% movement in equities, you know, is that reason enough to take a perfectly good strategy, which is appropriate for your age and risk tolerance, and put it on the line in the hope that, well, maybe we can time this for the next 6 months?
Shelley Fishman, where can people find you?
They can find me on your website, Bill. On this show's website, it's the best way.
BuckmasterShow.com for Shelley Fishman. All the contact information and a link to Shell. And we hope you have a great week, Shelley.
You too, Bill.
Thank you very much.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Authorities say a man charged with killing his grandparents in their Seattle-area home just after he was released from prison may be holed up in a hotel on the central Oregon coast. With its nuclear weapons and increasingly belligerent tone, North Korea poses a serious threat to the U.S. and to nations in East Asia. That's the assessment of U.S. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper. He testified today on Capitol Hill. Black smoke has billowed from the Sistine Chapel chimney, signaling that cardinals have failed to elect a pope on their first try. They'll try again tomorrow. Wall Street, the Dow down about 4 points. The NASDAQ is off 11. The S&P 500 index, 4 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rebel. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
This is John Fina.
You're...
This is Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
I'm Bruce Peet.
Hey there.
This is Andy Brown.
Great to see you.
Hi, this is Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you at...
This is Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
My name is Jerry Fitzgerald.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
This is Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
This is Rita Marshall.
I didn't know you were coming.
This is Bill Huss.
Can I get you anything?
Hi.
Richard White.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. Weston La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at WestonLaPalomaResort.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Well, 36 now on the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. It's time for our monthly segment on the Buckmaster Show, focusing on technology in the workplace. Our technology series is presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network, providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at CoxBusinessAZ.com. And joining us now on the Buckmaster Show is Betsy Bruce, longtime Tucson morning radio personality who currently is doing freelance writing for Tucson Lifestyle Magazine. And she is board president of the Easter Seals Blake Foundation. Betsy, good to see you.
Bill, I am so pleased to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
I want to talk in this interview about your association with Easter Seals and Blake Foundation. That group has done so many good things, and you really got involved in the early 90s, didn't you?
I did, Bill, all the way back when I was doing the morning show on KRQ with Tim and Willie. I was asked to be a celebrity chef at a Blake Foundation fundraiser along with the University of Arizona men's basketball team at Sakura. And then right after that, after my mad tep-on skills, I was asked to join the board and have been on the board ever since.
The board, Blake Foundation's merged then with Easter Seals. How did all of that work?
Indeed, Bill. It was about 6 years ago, and Easter Seals was looking for an affiliate in Arizona. And they took a look at our resume and were very pleased by it and thought that our missions aligned quite closely, asked us to come under their auspices, and there was great benefit to it, and we agreed to do that and are very pleased in that decision about 6 years ago.
For those that don't know about the Blake Foundation, how would you describe the mission? What's under your umbrella?
Well, we are so diverse, it is a little bit tough to explain, but indeed, Bill, we help out teens and adults with disabilities and children with developmental delays. We affect about 10,000 individuals and families across the state of Arizona every year. We have 800 employees in all 15 counties. And whenever there's assignment to help out a person with a disability, a program for them, indeed, we are often asked to add a new program, and we are up to the challenge.
What are some of the programs that you offer to people that have these challenges in life?
Well, we have something called the SAGE Employment Program. We have a large group of teens with various physical and developmental delays and disabilities, and they actually earn a living making ceramics at a gorgeous home that's over close to the campus that was converted just for this purpose. And they sell a variety of different ceramic products through a catalog service. Bill, it helps these people feel valued, and earning the money makes them feel like they are able-bodied and able-minded and talented as they really are.
You know, that is so important, Betsy, about the self-esteem factor. Mm. I mean, these people are the people who fall through the cracks in society, and this gives them an opportunity to say, you know, hey, I'm a contributing member of the society too.
Bill, I will never forget approaching one of our clients who is in a wheelchair, and he was painting some chilies that were about to be fired. His name is Cole. I don't think Cole will mind me speaking of him. And I said, Cole, what do you do with the money that you earn here at Sage? And he says, you know what, Betsy? It earns me a little bit of money so I can take my girlfriend out to the movies and to dinner. And this smile from ear to ear eclipsed his face, Bill. I'm happy to report.
How about technology? The Easter Seals Blake Foundation, how are you utilizing technology to carry out the mission?
Well, Bill, you can imagine, because as I mentioned, we are in all 15 different counties in Arizona, that we need to be connected. We use a Microsoft Exchange Server 2010 as our primary email system. We also have a sharing ability, because obviously we want one branch of Easter Seals Blake Foundation to know what we are accomplishing in different branches. And so we have that ability. We also utilize ADP portal when it comes to checking in and checking out, sick time, all of those sorts of things.
So Cox has been very much involved with helping y'all.
Absolutely. We do have a Cox member who sits on our board, and Cox has been very generous to a lot of our fundraising events, and we really couldn't do it without them, so we appreciate them.
How about we're speaking with Betsy Bruce on talking about the Easter Seals Blake Foundation. Employers who are looking for people to do some work that would be meaningful to some of your clients, are you always looking for these employers to help out and step up?
That would be something that I think probably our CEO would have to address. I know that we have about three different satellite work opportunities, including Sage Ceramics, as I just mentioned to you. But I'm not sure how if establishing a new program, if some employer is interested in doing that. But you know what, Bill, I love the point that indeed we are never quite aware of the capabilities of people. If you see a person with a physical disability or even a developmental delay, you know what, they are more than capable of being employed and getting the job done. So thank you for even asking that question.
And I didn't realize that you are in all of the counties of Arizona. So this is really a statewide, and you're interfacing and acting with all of the counties and trying to put really to help people's lives.
Indeed. And I want to mention one of the proudest jewels, Bill, in the Easter Seals Blake Foundation crown, and that is a newly established program called Campo Urbano. It is an urban ranch that is out on West Grant, way out. And we have teenagers employed as ranch hands. We offer equine therapy for children with autism. And we offer summer camp programs for low-income kids. Now, I'm pleased to say that Jane Goodall stopped by about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And she suggested, Bill, that Campo Urbano could very well be a global model for multiple therapeutic applications. So we are enormously proud of that that gracious comment from Jane Goodall.
Betsy Bruce, thank you very much for your service.
My
as
pleasure.
The board president of the Easter Seals Blake Foundation. Folks can find out more by going to the website.
Absolutely. Easter Seals Blake Foundation. All you have to do is that. We've got such a long name that it's easy to find us.
Thank you so much, Betsy.
Thank
it's
you,
great
Bill.
To see you. The technology series on the Buckmaster Show presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network, providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at CoxBusinessAZ.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
This is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
They always go above and beyond to make sure everything is just perfect.
Nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental.
They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
They maintain high standards and deliver five-star service.
Arizona Party Rental always comes through with a smile.
Their selection is amazing, their advice terrific, and their service is remarkable.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Hey, you can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 10 minutes toward 1 o'clock in this portion of the program presented by our friends in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Walk through life as it was in the 12th century at the Gila Cliff Dwellings just north of Silver City. And Silver has that rich Western history with great galleries and museums, plenty of really nice places to stay, including Faywood Springs Resort, Buckhorn RV Park, and Georgetown Cabins, just to name a few. For more information, log on to www.southwestnewmexico.org. Joining us now from the state capitol, freshman lawmaker, Republican, Ethan Orr from Tucson. Ethan, how are you?
Bill, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on your show.
We just had Betsy Bruce from the Easter Seals Blake Foundation,
yeah.
Something that you are very familiar with.
I am. In fact, I was just telling your assistant that I'm still with Linkages on a part-time basis, and last year we helped 855 people with disabilities find work.
That is fantastic. At the Capitol today, it's a big day, Governor Brewer. Has she already announced her Medicaid?
She is going to announce it in literally at 1 o'clock in 10 minutes. So it is it's a very exciting day. It's basically been the thing that has kind of dominated most of the conversations today. I'm looking forward to sitting down and reading what she's proposing.
This is, of course, her Medicaid expansion bill. Many folks have been patiently waiting to find out what is involved here. This was announced during a rather surprise, I think, when she included this in her State of the State, and everybody's been waiting to find out what's in it.
Yeah.
Have you... From what you know about it, how are you leaning on this? Are you in favor of it from what you've heard, or no?
Well, the commitment I've made to my district, and I'm going to keep it, is I will not decide. I will have an open mind until I read it. So as soon as I can get my hands on her bill, I'm going to go back, and tonight I'm going to read it and really weigh through. And one of the things, that there's a lot of things weighing into my decision, and one of them is obviously the specifics that are in the bill. I've been pushing for things like health savings accounts, increased copays, benefits counseling, things that help people take personal responsibility and then move off of the system. There's been a lot of discussion, particularly among my party, about, okay, if you vote yes, all these things are going to happen. And I think we also need to have an equally robust discussion about, okay, what happens if you vote no? Because one thing that is troubling to a lot of people is there are 53,000 to 58,000 people that are on access right now that, if this does not pass, would automatically be kicked off the access rolls on December 31st. And those people, one, I mean, we need to make sure that they're covered for treatment, but also under the state Proposition 204, they could file a lawsuit and most likely would win, and so the state could be under order to provide them coverage anyway, and so you almost end up with a situation where you're providing double taxes, where the federal money that should be helping this program is going to other states, and where the state money, we're having to increase our taxes to cover people because we're now under court order to do it. So, I mean, what I'm doing is I'm going to walk through very diligently. You know, does her bill protect the state general fund? If the federal government pulls out, are we able to pull out? And then again, are there some good principles to help people take personal responsibility.
We're speaking with State Representative Ethan Orr, Republican from Tucson. Congratulations to you. So far, you've been, for a freshman lawmaker, pretty successful. Two of your bills have passed the House with almost unanimous support. Why don't you go over those two bills for us, Ethan?
Thank you. I'm very proud of that. The first thing I've actually been working with on my seatmate, Victoria Steele, and we have a mental health first aid bill, which was our response to some of the community violence and the shootings, particularly Gabrielle Giffords at the Safeway. And we fund a training program to help first responders, but other people in the community, identify people in mental need or mental distress, and then create a system to draw them in and get them the resources they need. That passed the House last week, 54-4. I am meeting with Senator Bartow. It's assigned to the Senate Health Committee. My hope is to get it out of her committee with an 8-0 vote. The other one that passed, and I got this out of the House at 58-0, was actually when I started taking this on a few months ago. Everyone said, don't touch it. This is the most contentious issue in higher education funding right now, and it's a decades-old-long fight between Santa Cruz County and Pima County and the way that we distribute our money. I've worked very hard to make sure that all the stakeholders, all the interested parties, have a seat at the table. I've created a bill that they all support, which is why I got a 58-0 vote. Pima County, there's a number of lawsuits that will be dropped if I can get this bill passed. The issue will go away. It'll mean an additional $1.2 million per year funding for Pima Community College. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit down with some other members over the summer, and I'm going to kind of peel back the layer of the way we do community college funding throughout the entire state. And I'm really going to take that one on.
So this has been an issue that really nobody wanted to touch, for you're saying, for the past 10 years.
Well, people have touched it, but no one's been able to do anything because it's just been so contentious. Mm. And so I was over at the Senate today to walk through in the president's office which committees it should be assigned, and really pushing it because it just left the House on Thursday. And people were kind of rolling their eyes until I told them that all the stakeholders are on board.
How about this bill that passed the House 32-27, HB 2608, would change the retirement plan for elected and judicial officials?
I'm very proud of that bill. It was a tough vote to take, and for a lot of members, because it affects the benefits for elected officials like me. But what it is, there's four retirement funds. One of them covers elected and judicial officers, and it's a defined benefit. So you pay in, and when you retire, you get a certain amount out, like a pension system. What we moved it to is called a defined pension, so like a 401k. Now that, as an individual level, that is a sacrifice, and it means we won't have as nice of a retirement plan. But frankly, that plan was already insolvent. In fact, just to stay solvent, they would need to generate 16% rate of return, which is just impossible. And so if you don't fix those four retirement plans, our state was heading for a fiscal disaster about 15 years from now, maybe even less. So I was proud of that vote because it came at sacrifice, and I was proud of everyone that voted for that. It was personal sacrifice for long-term fiscal solvency.
Ethan Orr is with us, state representative from Tucson. Another one of your pieces of legislation, you introduced a bill that would let school districts extend the school year from 180 to 200 days in return for a 5% increase in funding. Did that bill go anywhere? Or
yes.
It did.
Okay. That bill is out of the House, and it is in the hands of the Senate. We're working to get that through, and I'm particularly excited about that because that bill and a number of other educational issues were brought to me by teachers and superintendents in Tucson, like Flowing Wells, Amphi, and TUSD. And what I want to do, this was what Paul Boyer and I out of Glendale worked on this bill, and this is where we had the political support to get this bill through. But I see this kind of like a backbone. And so over the summer, I'm going to be meeting with all the superintendents and other educational experts and saying, how can we make this bill even better? I know Mark Stegelman from the TUSD board would like to see a provision where you could simply extend the day so it's an hourly equivalent. I've heard people saying smaller classroom size, better teaching methods, and these are all things that need to be discussed, and I want to discuss them over the summer.
I think a lot of people who have been observing the legislature for years say this is the first session in many years where there doesn't seem to be as contentious. There seems to be a little bit more partisan, nonpartisanship going on. What's your feeling on that? We're just about out of time, Ethan.
I would agree. I think there's a number of us that are committed that even if we disagree on a particular issue, we're going to shake hands and we're going to find areas that we can work well together on them. You know, my seatmate is a Democrat. I'm a Republican. We work well on some issues, and we fight like cats and dogs on other issues, but we respect each other.
All right.
And I think that's what we need more than anything else.
Ethan Orr, thank you. Where can people reach you? On your website?
My website, or if you email me at EORR at azledge.gov.
Thank you very much, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank
Have
you,
a great
Bill.
Day.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Also, we want to tell people about St. Mark's Presbyterian Church inviting the community to take part in a March 16th forum on gun violence prevention. That forum is from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, St. Mark's Presbyterian Church, 3809 East 3rd Street in Tucson. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan Water. All of our in-studio guests are provided with a bottle of Culligan. They like it, we like it, and who wouldn't like it? The Culligan water simply tastes better. It's very good water. John C. Scott coming up this afternoon. John's show will be up at 3 to 5 this afternoon here on KVOI AM 1030. Then tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, another edition of Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Hope it's a great day for you, and we'll be back with you on the Buckmaster Show. Tomorrow, we have a lead interview with Sheriff Clarence Dupnik and Comet Discoverer David Levy and Mike Fader of the Padres, all planned for tomorrow's show. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI. Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.